June 25th. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5, verse 44. Once I heard Corrie ten Boom, author of The Hiding Place, tell of her victorious struggle with forgiveness following the Nazi imprisonment of her and her family, which resulted in the death of her father and sister. And in her book, Prison Letters, she includes a letter she wrote to the person responsible for her 10 months in a concentration camp. "The harm you planned was turned into good for me by God," she writes. "I came nearer to him." Then she goes on to tell the man that she is praying for him, that she has forgiven him, and that God will too, if he asks. Only a strong faith can help one wipe the slate clean of bitterness. Only divine love can help us forgive such offenses of the magnitude that Corrie experienced. But the victory that comes from such an act can turn us into dynamic, powerful, creative Christians. If you are having trouble forgiving someone, ask God today for the resources to soften your heart. Like a millstone lifted from around your neck, you will be free of a great weight, and you will be able to go forward unfettered by self-consuming resentment. Remind me, Father, how self-defeating it is to hold grudges.